We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I received a very complimentary message to him that basically he is not local to the market, but he has been listening to the show, not quite religiously, but close, for a while now because he's a big fan of what we do. He also writes for PFF in the 33rd team, so Ross Tucker, another person at the 33rd team. So one of his PFF pieces
Bill
is...
Bill Cowher, another guy at the 33rd team.
I just saw, what did I see?
Joey Molinaro, also a member of the 33rd
team. Man, that 33rd team, they got a lot of people. They should call it like the 133rd team.
Am I right
team.
About that, Donnie? I don't think I've... Dave Wonstead, also a member of the 33rd team.
Joey's done stuff for them in the past. I don't know if that's like a...
Isn't Myrov at the 33rd team?
Myrov?
I was just... Yeah, Ari Myrov? I was just giving him a hard time earlier in the show. All right, he has a piece, though. Marcus Mosher, 2024 NFL Draft. Realistic trade predictions for six veterans who could be moved during the draft. And I'm going to read you Cliff's notes, his explanation for this particular player. You ready?
Yep. Well, can you give me the context of the other guys who he expects to get traded so I can
Greg Newsom the second.
From the Browns.
Yeah. Martin Emerson's emergence and Denzel Ward has made him kind of expendable to them.
Okay.
Traylon Burks from the Titans. They signed Ridley.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay. You with me so far? Damian Pierce, the Texans, because they got Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brandon Ayuk is another one. So he's not talking about like Johnny Come Lately's here. Matthew Judon is the other one because they're in rebuild mode and that guy's a win now guy.
Sure.
Okay. Here's that player for the Steelers. Pat Freiermuth. He notes, no indication that the Steelers are unhappy with him, but he is entering the final year of his deal. There's been no movement on a potential deal that we know of. He's a talented guy, but he didn't stay on the field all that well in 2023 and only caught four touchdowns the last two seasons. Also a question of fit in Arthur Smith's offense. He requires tight ends to block in line. Now, remember, this is at PFF, so Marcus is going to be using some of their numbers for the rationale here. Has yet to post a season with a run blocking grade over 60. It's inarguably the worst part of his game. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
He can be an effective receiver, but his lack of strength in the run game could make him a clunky fit in their new offense. Steelers selected Washington in round three and signed Michael Pruitt this offseason. Both are known for their blocking. Steelers might not intend to give Freiermuth a deal similar to Cole Kmet, 4 years, $50 million, Donnie, just so you're listening, which is likely what he would get on the open market. If that's the case, better to trade him now for an asset and use the pick to acquire a cheaper tight end that better fits what Arthur Smith wants to do. If the Steelers could get an early day three pick in return for Freiermuth, so fourth rounder basically, might be too good to pass up. This being a weaker tight end class, several teams could be interested in Freiermuth's services. So I think like the basic logic here actually passes muster to me. I don't think that this is just a throw slop at the wall at all. I think it's the opposite. I think he put some real thought into this, to the fit in their system. And what Pat's, I know you are a big Pat fan and I don't dislike Pat at all, of course. His blocking is definitely the weakest part of his game. No argument. He is a receiving threat tight end.
Yeah, Merrill Hodge said on tape it looked like two turtles humping when they were trying to block. He was referring to Freiermuth on that. It was quite the visual.
How has Merrill like been doing that much research? I mean, turtles hump, I think, in the pretty traditional way most animals hump.
But it's just slow. It's just a very slow.
And then somebody usually makes a noise
gyration.
That's not natural.
Just
your thoughts on this.
I don't think that he'll get that kind of money on the open market because of his injuries and lack of production because of it. So I don't think the Steelers would have to weigh the pros and cons of like, the only way we keep him is if we give him that amount of money.
Okay.
I also think there's reason enough for Freiermuth to not want to take the Steelers' offer that they give him this summer, which will no doubt be lower because the numbers aren't as good. So I think there's reason for both parties to go into this year and just play it out and see how it goes.
Potential destinations, by the way, let's see if this clarifies it any more for you.
Yep.
Jets, Titans, Commanders. Jets with Rodgers would be somewhat interesting to me.
Well, Titans make sense because Callahan's the offensive coordinator there, mm-hmm. and he comes from Cincinnati where Freiermuth had that monster game against the Bengals the first game after Canada got fired. So he saw the guy go off firsthand.
He's also got his dad running the offensive line, and whenever I think of like Cleveland, I don't think of Njoku as a an inline blocker, so they could probably find ways to utilize him. And then the Commanders, I think it would just be if you believe Freiermuth can stay healthy and you're going to draft
another weapon.
Well, if you're going to draft Jaden Daniels, here's a guy who's when he's healthy is reliable.
This is just I did not see it. This is just kind of knee-jerk reaction. I don't think the Steelers will trade another veteran player in their offense for a rookie. They already swapped out Deontay Johnson, and unless they make... Let me start over here. This is what I should say about this. If they make the Brandon Ayuk trade, I think they could definitely do something like this. You trade another vet who might not fit into your offense. He hasn't played in Arthur Smith's offense. You went over the blocking stuff. And you're going to look to recoup picks. If you don't see Freiermuth factoring into your long-term plans, or if you're unsure of that, and you can get an early fourth-round pick for him after you gave up maybe a pick in this year's draft for Ayuk, yeah, I think in that scenario, you do it. If they don't make a trade for an established wide receiver in the draft, I don't think they'll trade Freiermuth, because I think they got to keep, and he's hardly a sure thing because of his injury, but in their minds, I think they think they can count on some level of production having been here for a handful of years, and I don't think they'll want to just cash that in for a question mark player who, if it's a fourth round pick, he might not even help them that much besides
one more thought.
Sub packages and special teams.
One
this
more
year.
Thought. Well, special teams might get more interesting given what the kicks are going to be like this year. Russell Wilson, if he's the starter, really Fields too, though. What do they not use?
Middle of the field.
Where does Pat live?
True. But that's another thing.
It's a defeatist
right,
way to look at it, I admit.
That goes back to what you said about wide receiver.
It's a defeatist,
they only use one receiver, so why get a second one?
No, I know. It's a defeatist way to look at it. It's very pessimistic and cynical.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.